Storm Montgomery groaned as he reached around the other person in his bed to grab the phone off his nightstand. He only had an outlet on one side of the bed, and now he was seriously regretting the fact that he hadn't fixed that.
Yeah,
he growled into the phone. It was after 3 in the morning, and he and Jillian had gone to bed until a couple of hours ago. The fact that they'd been up all night talking and not having sex wasn't new in their relationship, if you could call it a relationship at all. Jillian rolled over, rubbing a hand over her face as she gave him a worried look.
Storm?
Everly's voice had a hint of panic, but also that matter-of-fact tone he'd associated with her since she'd had the boys. He sat up quickly and rubbed at his eyes, trying to clear the sleep from his brain.
What's up, Ev?
He blinked, annoyed with himself for calling her Ev. He hadn't really done so since Jackson's funeral. It had been so awkward between them without Jackson as a buffer. He would blame it on his sleep deprivation, but hell, for the past month everything had been weird between them.
It's Nathan. I'm on my way to the ER.
She sounded calm, and he could hear the sounds of driving in the background. He didn't bother asking why Nathan needed to go to the ER. The kid had severe asthma attacks often enough that he'd been through this before with the two of them. James might not have asthma, but he'd had 2 surgeries already on his ear and had another one coming up that was a damn serious one. He hated that his 2 godsons each had health issues and that the ER visits weren't out of the norm. He threw off the covers and tried to find his jeans in the dark. Jillian muttered something under her breath and turned on the lamp beside her so they could see. He nodded his thanks at her and tried to pull on his jeans without tripping.
Am I on speakerphone?
Yep,
Everly said, her voice tight. Hell, he hated that she was alone for this. She'd been alone for so much these days, and he couldn't help her.
Which hospital?
He asked, pulling on his shirt. Jillian dressed beside him, and he didn't know if she planned to come with him or go home. Everly told him the hospital, and he had her hang up so she could focus on driving and the boys. He'd just put on his shoes when he looked back at Jillian.
Are you heading home?
She gave him a weird look.
No, I'm going with you. I know Everly too, and those boys. I couldn't hear what's going on, but I know it's not something you want to wait to hear about.
Storm frowned, not knowing if Everly would like that he was bringing Jillian with him. Hell, he hadn't had enough sleep to think anything through, really. And if Jillian wanted to go, he wasn't about to stop her. It wasn't as if he could, anyway.
Nathan's having an asthma attack. Everly is on the way to the emergency room.
She has James with her, then?
Jillian asked by his side as they rushed out the door into his truck.
Where else would he be, Jillian? She doesn't have anyone else.
His voice came out sharper than he'd intended, and Jillian glared at him.
I didn't know if she had a neighbor or something. For fuck's sake, Storm, are you going to be okay to drive, or do you want me to? I know those boys are like your own.
Storm shot her a look and started the engine before backing out.
They're Everly and Jackson's. I'm just their godfather.
Jillian held up her hands.
You know what? I'm a little too tired and worried to get into that whole mess with you right now, so just drive.
He got onto the highway in silence, his grip on the steering wheel hard enough that he knew his hands would hurt in the morning. Or he guessed later that morning.
You going to tell me what you meant by that?
Jillian didn't look at him, her attention on the road and her jaw tight.
Nope. This isn't the time, and I need a hell of a lot more coffee before I get into anything.